New York has its yellow cab, London has its red bus, but Phnom Penh has its Ciclo, a three-wheeled bicycle with the driver perched on high above the rear wheel and the passengers in a bucket seat slung between the two front wheels. This iconic vehicle has proved a comfortable, if slow, way of getting around Cambodia's capital for the best part of a century. But that is changing. In the past decade, the number of Ciclos on the city's streets has declined sharply. Im Sambart heads the Ciclo Conservation and Career Association, which looks out for the interests of the drivers.
Now we have around 1,300 Ciclo drivers in Phnom Penh. But depend on our survey, in 1999, around 9,000 Ciclos.
He estimates in 5 years there could be only 500 or 600 Ciclos left. Im Sambart says there are a number of reasons for the decline, from the changing travel habits of Phnom Penh citizens to the rise of the tuk-tuk, a motorized rickshaw.
And tuk-tuk are quicker than a Ciclo and can take their equipment from the market or something else easier than Ciclo.
Ciclo drivers pay around 25 cents a month to join the Ciclo Association. The 100 or so members get washing facilities, HIV/AIDS education, and other health benefits. But most valuably, they get access to foreign tourists. Im Sambart says as local demand drops, foreign tourists are the future. The association works with travel agents to arrange Ciclo tours of Phnom Penh, in which tourists are peddled around this flat city's compact array of sites. The association's oldest Ciclo driver is 75-year-old Sok. He has been peddling the city's streets since he was 18. Like most drivers, Sok is from rural Cambodia, where there is little work. Like them, he parks his Ciclo on the sidewalk each night in a gaggle of other drivers and sleeps in the bucket seat. Ferrying tourists provides a reasonable living. Sok earns $8 from the association for a day's work, plus any tips. But it is no fortune. While waiting outside the city's National Museum for the tourists to emerge, he talks about the changes in his half-century of peddling people around Phnom Penh. He says when he was young, he could earn a lot, but now everything is expensive. Another thing is that the customers do not want to take a Ciclo with an old man like him driving. But he acknowledges his age can prove a benefit. In a culture that respects age, Cambodians tend to tip better than the tourists. But tourists may be the way forward for most Ciclo drivers. Australian Margie Edmonds has just spent the morning as part of a Ciclo tour with about 20 tourists.
Well, I just thought it was the most amazing way to do it. It's their understanding of the traffic and their kindness. It was one of the best experiences I've had, really, in Asia. Great fun, very safe and very comfortable vehicles, too.
Back at the association, Im Sambart says the Ciclo is down, but not out. He is optimistic that targeting the 2 million tourists visiting Cambodia each year will allow the dwindling stock of drivers to provide for their families in the provinces. Robert Carmichael for VOA News, Phnom Penh.